Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. We are super excited. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much for chiming in and telling what you think about the show, leaving reviews, and actually sharing the show with your friends. Thank you for tuning in everywhere and anywhere there may be a podcast. And all of our fans out there in New York, ho, 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 Bashani is getting it in. I don't know if you've seen the new app, but it is off the hook, folks. So if you're looking for an app that literally has, I'm talking about phenomenal radio hosts from all around the world, the Bashani app definitely is it. Well, today, folks, I have an exciting show, so I don't even want to belabor the time. I've got a good friend of mine I'm talking about. I told y'all I bring y'all nothing but the best and the brightest from all around the world. So we have Miss Dr. Anana. She's a chaplain. She's a radio host. She's an author. She's everything in between. Hey, my mama used to say it like this: best thing since sliced bread. And when you know Dr. Anana, you definitely have been to the mountaintop. Dr. Anana, how are you doing today?
I am super fantastic and happy to be here with you, Professor.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely appreciate it. Listen, Productivity 360 is a place where we get in, we get it real, we get it raw. We tell people how they can be productive in every area of their life. So I want to start off, Dr. Anana, by saying, who is Dr. Anana? I want the listening audience, those who will watch the replay, those who are catching us live right now, I want them to know who they'll be listening to over the course of the next few minutes. Talk to us. Who is Dr. Anana?
Indeed, indeed. Well, first and foremost, Dr. Anana is what a blessed girl. Okay. Let me just be clear on that. I am blessed. When they said people see you, but they just don't know. And in all that I do, be who I am and give glory to God. He is the one, the author and the finisher of my faith. What you see is truly a blessed girl. And so that is the one thing that is our organization. Our nonprofit is Blessed Girls. So realizing the blessings, realizing everything that you think was to a challenge and a setback really is a setup. So this is who I am. I am a blessed girl, and my organization is called Blessed Girls, and we're a global organization. So I have the privilege to travel all around the world and teach and train girls and women to realize exactly who they are and how and be who and what God says they are. And that truly is a blessed girl.
Wow, wow, wow. Listen, you know, I'm telling you that there were going to be nuggets dropped immediately. This is her introduction as to who she is, and she's already giving you guys the business. But as we talk about that, you know, and this is something I want to be able to help the listening audience today. You know, many people talk about starting a business and doing something, but they don't know the follow through that it takes. You can't just have a grandiose idea. You've got to have it set. You've got to have roots. You've got to have a foundation, something to build upon. So as we talk about Blessed Girl, Dr. Anana, let's dive a little deeper into that. Number one, how did Blessed Girls come about? And why did Blessed Girls come about?
Indeed, indeed. Now, let's say this. Honestly, I'll give you a little bit about my background. So I actually worked in healthcare. I started out in nursing. I went further on and became a director. I went to school for business administration, organizational leadership. So I worked my way up, if you will, right through the corporate ladder, because healthcare is still corporate, right? So, you know, I did what they said, go to school, get a good job. You know what I mean? Work that good job and retire and you're going to be good, right? I believe that. I believe that. But after I got to the point, the calling the office, making the money, right? But there was something calling me, pulling me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody know, you know, you somewhere, mm-hmm. but you like, I know this just ain't it. Mm-hmm. Right? So what looked good, right? One place when I was feel like I should have been comfortable, like you have made it. All right, then what else you need? This is all I ever wanted, right? I wanted this salary, the corner office, I had the bins, right? Everything that I thought I wanted, I achieved that. And then the Lord said, but there's more. There is more, right? So that was what really was this constant pulling where it was time for me to answer the call and go really fulfill my purpose, right? So that was the calling, the pull that I had from the beginning, right? So as I was doing that, I'm like, okay, well, what's the more? What does that look like? What is it looking like? Right? And really it came about, it was like the Lord says, really my whole thing is, I've you know, suffered things as a young girl, you know, sexual abuse, right? Different things that you know, abandonment, all these issues, right? And thank God I've worked through, I did the work, did the healing, right? But it was like, you got to go back and get them, right? I didn't bring you through for you. It ain't about you, boo, but you got to go back. You got to go reach back and do this thing and be the light, you know, to tell your testimony and share it and go bring back and be a blessing to others. So I was like, all right, what does that look like? You know, you see all these things, you have these ideas. Okay, Lord, what is it? Right. And I remember I took a trip. I think I was traveling down south or something and driving back. I don't know if when you take those long rides and those trips and, you know, just change the scenery. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just like really you get the downloads and new fresh things. So on this drive, it was like, you know what, bless girls. Like as I always say, people will see, you know, they'll see you and they're like, oh, that's just for you. You know, oh, you did that. Like they don't see that it's something that they can do or that they can go after, right? So it's like, how can I do that? Well, no, it's not me. It's just the blessings of God on my life, but you got it too, right? So how can I do that? What can I do? So Bless Girls became a part of the mentor, you know, a mentor program. So that was the name, Bless Girls. And the whole thing is to really go back to that 13-year-old girl. You know, I remember when I lost it. I remember when, you know, I thought I had all these grand visions and views for my life, but how the world, right, tried to snatch that and stop it and block me. But so my mission, you know, honestly, at this point is to even cut the learning curve. You know what I mean? Like I see you now and really, and we'll talk more about that, where I can actually, you know, reach young girls and help them be who they are supposed to be now. We don't have to wait till you get 30 or 40, you know, go through the wrong relationship, go through, right? You know, we ain't got to do that. We can build you up and create exactly, you know, build that platform and let develop exactly who you are even now. So that's a little bit. I hope I answered that, but that's really where it started.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And see, this is what I want people to know. When we speak productivity on this show, we're trying to show it to you from every angle of life. That's why it's called Productivity 360. Productivity is not just pushing paper or completing a task. Productivity is actually becoming efficient and effective with your time, your talents, your energy, your finances, and your life. So here we are. We're not going to let what happened to us affect us for the rest of our life. That's literally what you're hearing right now. No, you were set up for the next stage. Now you can sit and wallow in your sorrow if you so choose, but you can actually make the thing that you went through a stepping stone and even a launching pad. And that's what you're hearing right now from Dr. Inanna. What I love the most though, Dr. Inanna, is this. When we overcome our struggle, our pain, our past hurts, or whatever the case may be, and then we champion it. We champion it by teaching others how we go through and how we went through, showing them that it is possible for you too. Like you just said, it's not just me. This is you as well, and anyone that may actually go through the very same thing. Now, with that said, let me ask you this question. I know that you have experienced tons of things in life, but how does it feel to be an author?
Yeah. You know, when I tell you, and you know, you even meet people all the time, I want to write a book. I want to write a book, you know, and I want to. I think I can, but never do. The thing about being an author to me is really legacy. You know, imagine, Doc, even for you, like Professor Joseph, like think about this. We're going to be long gone. 100 years from now, someone will pick up a book, a work, they will hear our story. They will see our work. And so it's something that will live on long, long after we're gone and still have impact. So when I think about writing a book and really, you know, being an author and creating authors and things like that, it really, the first thing that comes to my mind is legacy. Like, this is really a hands-on, right, where people can pick this up. I mean, nowadays, books, you know, really, you know, hands-on books, but e-books and then the digital footprint. But we are truly leaving a long legacy in the works that we create at this point.
Absolutely. Talk to me about your first book, your first work, that project that, you know, you birthed. Talk to me about that.
You know, that baby, right? That's your first baby right there, especially, you know, that work, right? That book. So the first book that I had is called A Mother's Love, Letters to Our Sons. So I'm a mother of four boys. My goodness. And here's the first thing. We always say parenthood, either way, mother, fatherhood. There's no blueprint. There's no step one, step two. There's no course that can prepare you, right? You got this child. They are their own personality, their own characteristics, right? What you gonna do with them, right? So you learn along the way, right? How to parent, how to love, even to love. I mean, you know, and I was just on my show even yesterday. We were saying how, you know, we love our children. But God loves them even. We can't even imagine the level that He loves them, right?
Absolutely.
But even in that, He chose that child to be yours.
Mm.
Built for this. So listen, I might be crazy, screwed up, making mistakes, you know, a wreck. But listen, God gave me you. Right.
Come on.
So a mother's love, right, is something that, oh my goodness, you know that, like, a mother's love is so, so divine. So I felt like this story and letters to our sons, right, a lot of times because we're so busy rearing them, training them, nourishing them, getting them to the point, next point, that we sometimes don't get the chance to express our love in a way for them to even understand, right? And just take the time to write that out. Like, you know, and I could tell you for myself, I was a teenage mother with my first son. I was 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up together. We really did. 19, honestly, what did I know, right? I went through so many things, you know, trials, ups and downs with him. We did it together. So my ability now, you know, 20 years later, he's 26 years old. We wrote the book like 5 years ago, right? To say to him, you know, tell him some things that was on my heart. Right. Some struggles sometimes when I didn't know if I was going to make it. Right. And then a lot of times as mothers and parents, they see us as always the disciplinarian, the person who knows everything. Right. But here's the thing. I ain't have all the answers, son. I made some mistakes. I even have to apologize. You know, like, you learn this. So it really opened up for honest, you know, candid dialogue, but without interruption. I was able to just write these letters to my son. Right. Awesome. I was able to do that, but then I invited other moms to come along the journey. So it's an anthology where we have moms, some, you know, divorced, some single, children were incarcerated, amazing stories, but we all had sons. And we all actually African-American, were Black sons. So raising them throughout the journey and things, just so that was my baby.
I see. So since then, how many books have you written total? How many books have you written?
Okay, so we got five coming, man. We dropping the fourth one, the four C's. That's so funny because it's the fourth book and it's the four C's. Come on now. I don't know what he's doing with that, right? And then I got one coming right out of that, Flawed by Design. Listen, embrace your flaws and walk by faith. So that'll be the fifth one that will be coming out as well. So yeah, this is, we're just getting started, Doc.
Wow. Okay, so let's dive into this thing, the four C's. We got to know what's up with this four C's. How is it going down? Give us a little insight, a little taste of what's going down.
Yeah, so here's the thing. And as you know, as a World Civility Ambassador, right? So I've had the pleasure to travel the world, right? And what I've even developed is being a woman and youth civility practitioner. So this ain't just something we talking about. This is what I practice. This is what we do. Like, this is how we deliver. So as I traveled around, you know, it's a beautiful thing because, you know, we think we're so different, but we are so much alike, right? Can you just say that, like, wherever you go, right? So as I learn and I meet women and especially girls, I mean, they are just powerful. And the thing is, you just got to tap in. Like, who's tapping into you? You know, who's speaking into you? So as I do that, I had the opportunity. Of course, civility is number one. So let's just say the four C's, what I've learned, excuse me, as far as moving people forward. Mm-hmm. And you know, the word, like, we want to create change, but we don't have to wait, you know, for tomorrow to do it. It really starts now. Right? Exactly. It starts now. We don't have to wait till, you know, the kids graduate university, their business, everything. No, we can create change right now. Mm-hmm. We can create change now. So the four C's will help you do that.
Right.
Change, right? So we have the four C's. The first one is civility. That is the foundation. That's what you and myself as well. Civility right. Ambassadors, this is what we do and promote, right? So we have civility, we have community, mm-hmm. we have creativity, and we have climate change. And here's how I look at it. It's like a table, right? Mm-hmm. Or even a chair. You have four legs.
Four legs.
So civility is a leg. Mm-hmm. Right? Creativity is a leg, right? Listen, climate change, community, these are the four legs that are helped to keep that platform, albeit community, organization, you know, however, right? So mm-hmm. I feel like if you focus on these areas, we can really create the change that we want now. We can start now. And you know, even with civility, I know a lot of people think it's just kindness. It's just mutual respect, right? But here's the thing, it's like, it's about moving forward.
Yeah.
I may not even like you. You ain't gotta like me. That's not the thing. Like, we don't have to be BFFs to move something forward. Let's work together and move this thing forward. What's the best interest for all of us where we all can win? That's what civility is really about, you know, from the standpoint of the book, right? Then we talk about community. Community is your own, where you live, you know, your ecosystem, if you will. But now understand that, especially with the pandemic, you know, post-COVID, right? We're now realizing that what happens in India, what happens in Asia, right? What happens in Africa, what happens in the U.S. affects everyone.
Everybody. Come on. Yeah.
About that. And even with community, even again with COVID, how people became to come together, rally and support each other. Look at nurses now as the superheroes, right? How can I feed the nurses? How can I help them? What can we do? Become a community, right? And then when we talk about creativity, in order to do all of this, you got to think outside the box. You got to stir your creative juices. Everything we do and we use, it came because of someone's creativity.
That's right.
You and I being on this platform. Listen, look, this bottle of water, the how even to create that? What did that look like? What was the way it was going to pour out? It all came from a creative mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, last but not least, climate change is real. Look, the planet is heating up. We must know it. I said it's like the house is on fire and nobody's ringing the alarm. Only certain people are thinking about it. So we have to raise awareness into all of these things. And one is off, one leg is leaning, one of the four C's is off, your whole platform, it ain't steady. Eventually, something's going to fall off. Something is going to be affected. So this book, this philosophy is really to help create the change, the lasting change, as we say. So it's the four C's, but I always say any type a change, anything in regards to civility, it's going to take consistency, courage, and confidence. So take your vitamin C's. Let's move forward with the four C's and let's create the change that we want to see.
Come on, folks. I told you that she was going to be popping and dropping nuggets on you for you to pick up and really digest. So I hope that you all are picking up what Dr. Anana is actually putting down. Now, as always, anytime you talk to Dr. Anana, you've got to talk and real solutions. So when we talk real talk solutions, you've got to know that Dr. Anana is also a radio host. She has her own weekly show and she gets it in. She talks about topics that are relevant in the world. So talk to us a little bit about that. What does it feel like to be a radio host? And what does that platform actually do for you?
Man, let me tell you, when I said one of the C's, it's consistency. Doc, and you know that. Listen, doing the various shows, the books, all these various projects every week. You know what I mean? Let's real talk. It's about being consistent. When you don't feel like it, when your head hurt, when you ain't looking good, you ain't feeling good, it's really about being consistent. And so I love it. Oh my goodness, Lord. This is one thing that really gives me life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, gives me the energy. It's just an incredible opportunity to, A, you know, stay current. I mean, you know, yesterday in the U.S. was Teachers Appreciation, just to talk about, you know, we all have a greater appreciation. Anybody with children in school age right now, you can appreciate a teacher right now, right? You know, I have the opportunity to talk about the hot topics, whatever's going around the world, right? But then also I have guests. Oh, my goodness, I just love it. I love to meet people that I've already worked with or even new individuals, right? And give them the opportunity to share their testimony, their story, and how they're being a change agent, again, in their community, in their world, and even globally. And so it's just really incredible because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you feel like it's just what I do, right? But they are so excited. They're so inspired, right? Just to come on and share that space with you. So it's really been a blessing. And again, this is all out of the pandemic, using creativity. What we're going to do, right? You can't travel. You can't speak certain places. Well, let's create our own. Let's do it. Let's bring it on and have some real talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now I've got to say, because honestly, when we look at these platforms that, you know, God has allowed us to create and to be on and to champion, it almost makes you feel like a superhero because you get to champion someone else and their cause and what they're doing. But at the same time, championing your cause and the purpose of you creating the platform to begin with. So talk to me a little bit about this superhero thing. Now, many people don't know what BGS is, but I need you to break that down for them. Come on now.
Yes, yes. So, you know, blessed girls, blessed girls, right? So the next thing was to do, let's create a superhero, a champion, right, of the blessed girls. And so this really came out. It's like, all right, you know, because we deal with youth, right, let's just understand that self-identity and self-image is key. Right. It's really hard for a girl to be something she's never seen. Mm-hmm. It just really is. Right. And if all you ever saw or your idea of beauty, of power, of intelligence was somebody, be clear, you know, with slender, with blonde hair or blue eyes, that you never seen someone that was powerful, educated, empowering, that looked just like you. So that's how the Blessed Girl superhero came about, right? It's to say, now we're going to create a superhero. And of course, y'all know, like, Wakanda Forever. Like, you know the impact that had, bro? You know what I'm saying? Us seeing people, our people, powerful, wealthy warriors, even female warriors, right? Mm-hmm. And the BG superhero, she came before them, right? So we created this superhero. Big hips, natural hair, her power puffs, her afro puffs, right? And so she's the superhero that goes around really showing girls, letting them know who they are, that you are beautiful, you are loved. She fights for equality, right? These are the things that, and we actually have a book of affirmations, right? So she's the superhero, she travels around and she does that. And we're still working to develop her. We're going to get a BG, which would be a blessed guy. So we're going to continue this series and continue building it. But it was like, you know what? Let's create superheroes and champions that look like us, that girls can really relate to and really have that in common. It's like, wait a minute, she look like me. That nose is big. She's been big. What? Okay.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Being productive in every area of your life is what it's all about. And man, I am super excited to take some time and just talk to Dr. Anana, give you the opportunity to get to know her. And first and foremost, Dr. Anana, as you've already mentioned, you are a mother. Mother's Day is literally this weekend. So I salute you. Four boys, four young men. And I know you have one, Nasette, who's getting ready to head off to Northeastern. How does it feel to know that, yeah, I started early and people counted me out, but look at what God has done? Man. How does that feel?
Whew, I could cry. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, really, because again, it's nothing that I have done. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, and I won't even say nothing I've done. What I've learned is that, and of course, even with traveling and working and mentoring girls and training, that you can't do for others and God not do for you. You know what I mean? You can't take care of others and he not pour and take care of yours. Everything concerning you, right? He is, yeah. He is concerned about and will take care of. So absolutely. I tell you, I'm blessed. And this a part of being a blessed girl is that my children are blessed. You understand? Like, and I've always taught them that, you know, from a young age to know who you are, that you are called and you are set apart, right? And the thing is, what I'm learning as they get older, and of course, in this pandemic, right, in COVID, right, in this area, and we all know what a lot of social injustice and things that we see, you know, I have to be real as a mother of all boys, black boys, there's some concern. There's always some concern. Can I be clear? So, you know, honestly, I'm happy. And I am, but I'm concerned, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm prayerful, and I always stay ready so I don't have to get ready, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful because, again, my boys have really, they're growing and they're developing into manhood. And as a mother, that's not always easy. I've learned to let go. I've learned for them to go ahead and bump their head against the wall if they need to. I'm here. You know, you have to, sometimes we try to control who they date, what they listen to, what they do, right? So once you put the foundation in them and you rear them up, then there's sometimes you got to fall back. And I'm learning that, but I got girlfriend, Jay try to control everything, going crazy, blood pressure, everything. I'm like, trust me. Trust me, right? It's all gonna work out. So parenting, sending this one off to college, heading up to New England is gonna be interesting. But I'm grateful for the journey, man. I'm grateful for the journey all the way through. So that's what a mother's love, letters to our sons. This is what we do.
That's it. Well, listen, once again, folks, I hope that you've enjoyed this segment of Productivity 360. Before I let you go, Dr. Anana, tell us what you have coming up. I know today is a big day for you. On my end, I call it Follow Through Friday. But, man, some big things are really popping off this weekend. So talk to us.
Yes. Okay. So tonight, we are bringing all of our authors. Now, so the thing about the four C's, right? So we have the pleasure of working and mentoring some incredible, when I say incredible, young ladies, they just blow my mind, right? And this is how it even came about, because as you meet them and you get to hear them speak and hear what's on their mind, right? Hear what's in their heart. It's like, man, you know, like people don't even know the jewels and the gems that they have right in front of them, these untapped resources. So with the book, we've had the ability to bring these women forward, bring these young girls forward, give them the platform to share in regards to the four C's and how either of these C's have blessed them, has changed their life, has moved them forward. So this weekend, we are bringing the girls who, if you hear any noise, it ain't the boys. It is ladies night tonight, okay? So I am bringing the ladies forward. We are launching this book tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, those that are in the New York area. So 8 p.m. we'll be live on Facebook, YouTube, Blessed Girl TV. We'll be launching the book. So we're doing it on Friday night, and then we're also doing it on Saturday for all of our global audience. So we'll have the different time differences. So we'll be live Friday at 8, and on Saturday, I believe it's at 11 a.m., we'll be live as well. So we have from South America, we have East Africa, and of course here in the U.S. So we're all coming together to launch this book virtually this weekend. And so I really encourage everyone to, you know, just follow, connect with us on social media, and you'll be able to learn more about the book. And here's the thing about this. This is just the beginning, right? So four C's is a philosophy. It's a movement. It's going to continue. So we're going to develop like a youth diplomacy training. So where we're going to invite other girls to come to learn more about the four C's, to get trained, to become authors themselves. So, you know, we're just getting started, right, Doc? We're just getting started.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, yeah. Listen, once again, I'm talking about productivity from every angle and area of life, folks. And how do you do that? You take everything that you are about and you make it a teachable, trainable moment. And that's exactly what Dr. Anana has done. So if you don't know who she is, make sure that you tap in, folks. Play the replay, share the replay, and make sure that on tonight that you are on the official launch. It's going to be a great one. I salute each and every one of the authors. You young ladies are doing some phenomenal things. And of course, my hat's off to you, Dr. Anana, for heading this thing up. There's so much more in store. So again, thank you so much for tuning in to Productivity 360. I'm your man, Dr. V.A. Joseph. And as always, you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most the ball, get out there and live to produce simply because you can. Until next time, folks, peace and hair grease, productivity and civility. We'll talk to you soon. 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 Talk to you soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.